Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want to read a few of these to you.
Yeah, do it.
If you guys haven't already followed this account, you should. I've sent them to you. This account on Instagram is called Moms Behaving Badly.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some winners. This one just says, I used to be wild. Then God was like, boom, here's two kids. Sit down.
That is true.
Y'all ever miss your own energy? Like, damn, what happened to me?
Yep.
There's so many. It's funny how I cringe thinking about everything I've ever said, and yet I never stop talking. Oh my gosh. Dude, there's this one that is so funny. It's talking about parenting. Okay. I'm going to find it. You guys, you can talk. You can talk about okay. Something. I'm going to find it.
That was just reminding me of something. What you were saying is that there's so many things that I was like, I will never do this like my mother, you know? And I've tried really hard not to, but it's like such a natural thing to just fall into that. And then I would tell my kids, the worst thing is I would tell my kids, I'd say, okay, if I ever do this, like Grandma Vicky, call me out on it. And they would. And then I pissed off at them. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not, that's not what I'm doing. That's totally different. It's like, oh my God, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What I finally realized is like, man, I was a real asshole. My mom was right about most.
Yes. Right. Here's one.
That is so true.
Not to be dramatic, but being in charge of what everyone eats, when they eat it, and how the food fucking appears every single day is unreasonable as fuck.
That is absolutely true. Well, your mom can attest to that. I feel like she's still doing that.
I'm probably the most friendliest, unfriendly person ever. Like I'm likable. I know how to interact with people. We're going to have a real good time, but I don't really like people and I'm kind of mean. It sounds crazy, but if you really know me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's one where it talks about, right here. This is one I was looking for. Being a parent is like jumping out of a plane with a bunch of people who don't know how to open their own chutes. So you fly around doing it for them. Then you hit the ground, but you don't die. You get your butt up and you cook dinner.
Will you send me that one?
That is true.
I think I'm going to send that to Steven today.
That is a good one. Dude, oh my God.
So funny.
Kids are just, but don't you remember being a kid also? I mean, that's what's so hard. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I went through so many struggles, right? And there were all things that my parents told me, like, you know, if you do this, these are the consequences. If you do this, this is it. And it's like, they're trying to create this situation to where they don't have to actually punish you for anything, mm-hmm. right? Because it's not fun to punish someone and you want to save them the grief,
yeah.
right? Yeah. And it's like so aggravating because you just want to shake them and just be like, listen to me. You know, and they don't listen, but I didn't listen either. So it's like,
this one reminds me of Gina when Ruby was younger.
Okay.
One day I will be thankful my child is so strong-willed. Today is not that day.
That is so true. Oh my gosh, that girl. My friend Yolanda said it great one time. She said, she just lives with passion. She lives with passion. And I go, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know if that makes me feel any better right now. She's screaming her lungs out, like missing, like my eardrums hurt. Yeah, crazy. Oh,
I'm not 100% sure who my people are, but other women who sit down and also immediately tuck their mom pooches into their mid-rise jeans are probably close contenders.
That's like me every time I sit down in my workout pants. I always go, whoop.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Oh, we need to say hi to everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. They're like, wait, what's up, guys? Really were just having to catch up, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke, Gina, and Devin. We're so happy you're here. We hope that you can understand, some of what we're talking about. I'm sure you do. I mean, whether you have kids or not, I mean, there's just challenges in life that just take you out every once in a while.
Well, and everyone's got it, like me, right? I don't have kids, but I've grown up around having kids. So sure. I've observed my nieces and nephews growing up. I was there when Ruby was like 11. She's and tough. Then it was about 13. I feel like it was the 13 where we were like, whoa.
Yeah. What happened?
Wait, don't you?
But you like, don't like me?
Don't you like me?
13, 12, 13, like late 12 to about 17 was rough with both my kids. And now 19 is proving to be very difficult.
Yeah. It's hard. You know, I don't know what's going on, Deb. We can talk about it later. But it's always difficult when our kids, it's like you set them up for success and they choose failure or what we consider failure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like right. We have an idea of like what their lives are going to be. And we work our asses off to make sure that they can have that trajectory of their life. Mm-hmm. And it's not working out that way. I mean, it can be extremely devastating. I'm just assuming that might be kind of in the direction of what's going on.
It is. And then he gets pissed at me and blames me that it's not working out.
Right. Well, I mean, it's typical.
That happened for like the divorce that happened, you know,
sure.
2012.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not stupid. And the thing is that those things do affect children, mm-hmm. you know, they do. And they know what to say that to hurt, mm-hmm. you know, they say things in the moment that are awful. But you know, the thing is that it's also a manipulation tactic.
100.
And because we are in love with they're tied to us. They are our children. I mean, it hurts like hell, mm-hmm. but he's completely full of shit. And I guarantee you, he's just grasping at anything that he can to throw this back on you because you're probably calling him out for something or holding him accountable for something.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Those kids, man, they're fucking manipulative as shit. It's
real.
On that note, this is my last one.
Yeah, go.
Having kids makes you realize how dumb your lies used to sound to your parents.
That is true. Oh my God.
That's a good one.
You know, I think it's harder to lie to parents now though. I mean, although my mom was like crazy church lady, so she was like pretty naive. So she was pretty easy to get one over on. My dad wasn't. But yeah, I mean, I think there's too many ways to find out what your kids are doing now. I mean, it used to be there weren't cell phones. So you could be like, I'm at Jennifer's house after school and then just call from some random number.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, and I'm here.
I made it.
Okay, can I talk to her parent? Okay, hey, Stephanie, can you come over and pretend to be Jennifer's mom?
Or she's outside right now.
Yeah. I mean, it was just so much easier. Like now there's like, you know, I always had like my kids' parents' numbers. Like if they said they were going to somebody's house, I'd be like, okay, let me get the mom's number and I'll call and just make sure it's okay with her. They'd be like, what? Why? Nobody else does that. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. You're the only mom that ever does that. I'm like, another lie. No.
Why are you so controlling?
I know there's like other moms that actually check on what their kids are doing. Nice try. They try to shame you into not parenting them anymore.
I was the worst liar. I couldn't lie when I was growing up.
Just showing your face.
No one was allowed to tell me if there was a secret like Christmas or something.
Yeah.
No one told me because all it took my parents is just like looking at me, asking me the question, and they knew the answer. I got caught telling my parents a lie when I was in like 11th grade. And me and my best friend had this whole thing planned out. And also, I'll just preface this to you guys. I never really got into trouble. I mean, even if I never even really got into trouble that I didn't tell my parents about. Just never really did.
Those are the ones you got to look for.
Mm-hmm. Those are the scary ones.
Yeah, those are the ones.
But my friend, her parents were out of town. So she was staying home by herself. And it wasn't a school night. It was a weekend. And the plan was this. Hey, mom, dad. And her and I were like connected at the hip, like through high school. I was like, hey, Kelsey's parents are out of town. She's going to call me if she gets scared and wants me to come sleep over. Even that, my parents were fine with because of how much Kelsey was family, right? Mm-hmm. So we had it planned out. Kelsey was going to call me and I was going to go into my parents' room like Kelsey called. I'm going to stay with her at her house. She calls. I go into my parents' room. They're in bed. I'm standing on the side of the bed where my dad's at. Should have gone to the other side of the bed. I tell him this, right? And he looks at me and he goes, you're not going to Kelsey's house. And I go, and I just stand there and he goes, you're going to a boy's house. And I just go, well, we were going to maybe go buy a friend's house. Got grounded.
Just, oh, yep.
And from that day forward, I now had a curfew. And the worst part, Gina, you'll know this because you're such daddy's girl too. Mm-hmm. This is what killed me. It wasn't getting in trouble. It's my dad did. He said this to me. He said, I'm just really disappointed in you.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, not even yelling.
Nope.
Killed me. Took a long time to recover from that. If you guys are, any of you out there that are, you know, in high school, hopefully you're not young kids listening to this podcast. I doubt you are. But, you know, it takes a long time to come back from that. Even as adults, if, you know, a parent or someone, that's what they have to say to you. Oh, man. Takes a long time to gain that trust back.
Okay, I know I talk about my mom a lot on this, but like I do love my mom.
Yeah,
I don't, you know, like hate my mother or anything. But my mother was extremely religious, and I'm not saying that like if you're religious like it's bad, but what I'm saying is like in her world, religion was her main thing, and she used it to kind of like back up a lot of her like judgmentalness and like her controlling and all that kind of stuff. So it was, if my mom had said that to me, I would have been like, yes,
finally.
Yeah, finally. And it was so hard with my mom and my dad, because my dad was also religious, but he was like a normal person. And my mom had like these insane rules. So it's funny because my mom always made us feel like we were awful. She used to say, awful, rotten teenagers. She used to always, that was like her thing. Awful, rotten teenagers. It was just like went hand in hand with teenagers. And I look back and—
Should we make that a t-shirt?
Yeah, awful, rotten teenagers. Yes. Yes. So it's funny because I grew up thinking that. And then, you know, I had my child and I thought, oh my gosh, I love this child so much. And I did things, you know, like I smoked, or like I smoked a little weed, or, you know, like, but it wasn't like crazy shit. You know, like my sister got into crazy shit. Like she was like getting arrested and doing like things that were like risking her life. And, you know, and obviously those are like scary, awful things as a parent to have to deal with. But I was doing things like, you know, I mean, I wasn't even having sex. I don't know. Anyway, like looking back, if my kids were doing what I was doing, it wasn't so bad, you mm-hmm. know? And it's funny because it wasn't until I had teenagers that I was like, oh, like this isn't so bad. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. Teenagers are hard, but it's like, I never had, you know, kids that just never came home at night, you know, like leaving me like worried. I didn't have, you know, that.
We had those in my house.
No, I know. But I was just saying, I didn't have those kinds of struggles. And so I was like, I felt very lucky for that. But I remember telling my mom one time, cause she lives in the past. So like, even now she will bring it up. Oh, when you guys were awful, rotten teenagers. I'm like, I've been a grown ass woman for a long time, mom. Like, you're going to have to get over this. You know? And like, and these were the things that were like offenses, right? I had a, they called it X period, but I had like a pre period. So I had to leave the house at six o'clock. It didn't matter if I was to school on time. I had to be walking on the deck to leave the house by a certain time. And that was 6:30. And I remember I walked out of the house at 6:35 and I was grounded that weekend. I had to miss my friend's birthday party. It didn't matter if I was at school on time. It was a control thing. It was like, I said 6:30. So I'd be grounded for the entire weekend. So, I mean, what does a kid do? Rebel. I would like leave anyway. I mean, it was like over time, right? So it was like these ridiculous ideas of, you know, and that's kind of what I was rebelling against. Oh, was that Maui? Yes.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like
who farted?
Was that me?
Yeah. Was that your stomach?
He was anyway, snoring.
Yeah. So it's just funny. It's interesting to see how different that is and how like somebody like my mom can still hold on to things like we were just holy terrors.
Yeah.
You know,
Leaving the house 5 minutes.
For leaving the house 5 minutes late and being grounded all weekend. Hmm. I mean, that's going to really mess with a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no wonder I was just like, by the time it was like my junior year, I was like, book up, I'm going to go get pregnant. Yeah. I'll show you.
Whoops. Oh, no.
That kind of backfired.
I'm just kidding. I wasn't pregnant in junior year. I don't think I had sex yet.
Oh, man.
Brooke, how was the SHOT Show? Not to change the subject, but change the subject.
I just got back, you guys, from SHOT Show. It's a big convention for all things like tactical gear. Mm-hmm. But not just that, just like also they had, you know, sections for like hunting too. And like companies that they only make like cameras, like for people that go out and like set your cameras up if you're going to go like on the deer hunt or whatever. And you can kind of scout it. I'm trying to track what you're, you know, looking for. So they had all kinds of different stuff, but it was really fun. It was exhausting. So I went down Sunday night because we had range day. I'm working with a company called Staccato. Pistols are out of Austin. If any of you are listening to this and you're like, you haven't heard of it, but maybe you've heard of the company STI. So it's the same. It just at a certain point rebranded or changed hands. Range day was outside we got there at 8 a.m. because we had to be there. I'm, you know, not going to it. I was with the group doing it. So setting up, making sure everyone's taken care of. There's different groups of people that were coming in, people that have like kind of like a VIP membership or some sort of like they're more connected with the company at a higher level. So they had their own area where they were putting on classes the whole time. And then a whole other section where everyone else is like somewhat involved or interested. A lot of like, like police officers, people that are in that line of work in, you know, post-military or working in a field where they need to just have more training with what they're doing. And then on top of that, a big reason for it too, is all the people out there that are new, like newer gun owners, they're focusing a lot on education to help people feel more comfortable. And that's super important. So, because I feel like nothing's more scary than someone who, you know, has a firearm and they're put in a position where they need to protect themselves, but they don't even feel comfortable using it when it really is very simple. And it's the same, like order of operation every single time, but just getting them more comfortable. It really is quite empowering, which is really cool. But I was smoked. We got there at 8 and we left at about 5:30. But it's outdoors and it was freezing. It rained, it hailed, then the wind blew. By the end of the day, I'm in the back of the truck driving back and I'm just like this. Tony's looking at me in the rear view and I'm like, I'm okay. No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Just need to regroup.
Can we get a cocktail soon?
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday was at the event in the convention center. So at the booth. And I, because I'm in the middle of the process of getting into some tactical competition and all that, I did have a lot of conversations with people who would like to work with me to some capacity. So it went on. I think it was the show or SHOT Show was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know if it was today too, but I went down. I was just Monday, Tuesday, and everyone that I was there with, and a lot of people that are I met for the first time that also work with the company I'm working with. You know, we hit it off. So when they're like, "When are you leaving?" I'm like, "Wednesday," and they're like, "Why?" And I'm like, "Well, that's what we had planned for." And then come Wednesday, I was like, "I got to get out of here."
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
And they were there till when, did you say?
Everyone's leaving tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm sure. Really? I'm sure that there'll be a lot of like, cause different, all the bunch of different companies all have like different socials, mm-hmm. you know, and different kind of events like post SHOT Show, even just like end of day where yeah. people that are, you know, you can go and meet and greet and.
Oh God. Meet and greets food. For you. Like more extroverting. You're like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I'm
yeah. I was like, I'm not exactly
we're parties.
I know. I was telling someone, I was like, you may not believe me, but I'm actually an introvert. And they're like, you fooled me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm very good at extroverting. And, but once I've done that for a good amount of time,
I need to go plug back in.
I'm kind of like brain dead.
Yeah. Just like you run out of battery. Just
yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, so just to, I guess, fill everyone in on a little bit of information on my spinal fusion. So I talked about me going out and getting a new x-ray, right?
You told okay. me. I don't know if you talked about it on here.
Okay. Yeah, you told me, but I'm not sure if you.
Okay.
I don't think
so
you did.
I've been having a lot of pain, very similar to, not as extreme, but very similar to the pain I was experiencing prior to my spinal fusion. And, but I haven't done, like, I am not training or doing things to anywhere near what I had been when that happened, right? But I spoke with my surgeon, Dr. Chang. He had moved his practice a while back from Stanford out to Austin. And since Austin's where I go to work with Staccato, it was perfect. And I texted him and got in for a x-ray and him to look at it and kind of talk about the symptoms I'm having. It's an x-ray. So then it was, okay, let's do a CT scan, MRI. And I came home, got those done, the reports got sent out. And then on Monday while I was at range day, I got a phone call from Austin. I'm like, it's gotta be the doctor's office. So I stepped away, answered it. And it was for me to schedule an appointment to go over my imaging. And I said, okay. So I said, you know, Tuesday. So now I leave on Sunday to go to Austin, because I need to go and have this meeting. Well, right after I had scheduled it, I got a text from Dr. Chang and he said, you know, can I have them send the scans over? And I said, they still haven't sent them to you? And he said, no, he said, I didn't get the images. They just sent the report. And he says, and I don't trust radiologists.
Okay.
And so in my mind, I'm like, I didn't even ask. I wasn't going to push. I'm like, well, that can only mean a couple of things. Either the report makes it sound really bad and he just doesn't really trust that it's that bad. Right. Or the report shows it's like
nothing.
Yeah. And he doesn't trust it because I am having so much pain, like nerve pain. It's a throbbing, like you remember, Gina. So it's up in, you know, up through here. I get really tight up through my trap and then down my tricep and then in my forearm. And then it will get worse. Like even just me being at range day, I wasn't doing anything besides, you know, sweeping up some of the brass, like just keeping it really clean where all the people that were there when they were in line up to get to the table to check out all the different pistols they had. So you're not going to like slip or wait, step on one and it's going to roll out from under you. Mm-hmm. But other than that, just standing. But what I've been experiencing too is like sometimes, you know, just standing with my arms to my side, I get that pain almost like my arm is, it's like hanging. So I'll have to do this. Like I'll kind of like put my arm and tuck it up across my left shoulder. It's my right arm. And I'll have to hold it like this. Or like sitting on the couch last night, I have to put the pillow under my arm or I've got to grab the back of the couch and hold it like this.
Yeah, that's weird.
So on our next podcast, I will let you know what the doctor said.
Oh, you still don't know?
No, because I'm going on Sunday.
Oh, so that was just, oh, got it.
Tuesday, yes. This is like, it just happened. And I didn't really want, I'm like, I'm not going to ask him what it looks like. I'm not going to ask him what the report said. Cause it's like, I don't really want to know. And I'm going to go out and have him look at the, I had to go get a disc. So I went and picked up a disc with the images on it. Mm-hmm. And I'll take that with me. But
oh man,
that's what I'm dealing
nothing.
With. Yeah. I don't.
Well, I'd hopefully like, it's something so that they can figure out what to do.
But nothing about extreme. That,
but nothing
extreme.
Yeah. Cause there's nothing fixable. Worse than having pain and them just going, I don't like.
And I'll be like, well,
okay.
Cute.
Yeah.
I'm walking around like this.
Yeah. Brooke, do you have a question? No. Just in a lot of pain.
This
man, Brooke's really relaxed all the time. Super relaxed. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that sucks, babe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, you know what? Add it to the list.
I know.
To the list. But I feel pretty good about it being nothing extreme, but once I get the answers, then I'll really know. And, I'll share it with y'all.
I mean, yeah, I'm like trying to think like, I mean, just, you know, all my medical background.
I know you have a lot.
I'm like, gosh, what could it be? Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's just something that they can just be like, okay, you take this shot and you'll feel better for the rest of your life. Right? Yeah.
Cause like when we were just at range day and I was really starting to ache and hurt.
Yeah.
Like Tony came over and he like just touched up on my trap and it was like my whole right side, very tight compared to my left side. And that happens.
Does it feel like it's spasming?
No, it feels like it is that ache that, and like that dull sort of nerve kind of throb.
Yep.
And where it was really bad when I was dealing with all of it, it was really just my tricep and then kind of in my lat. And I had, you know, I get some pain up more in my trap, but it really was in my tricep. Like that's where it was the worst. And this time I have it there, but it's also coming down across the top of my forearm.
It's almost like sciatica for your arm.
Sciatica.
Well, no, cause that's what it would do. It'd like shoot down, be like in my butt cheek. Then it would hop over on the inside of my, you know, like it'd be like inside, outside, inside. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have that for a while. Knock on wood. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That was miserable.
But yeah.
I'm sitting here trying to think of what it could be too.
Right.
It sounds like you've just got maybe some inflammation in there that's pressing on a nerve.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's like when I had my back thing and it lasted for so freaking long.
Yeah.
And I went in, I got an MRI and they were like, well, you got a bulging disc. And it's like, then I'm told like, well, everybody has a bulging disc. Like you get to a certain age and you're going to have a bulging disc.
Yeah. They do say if you like took a bunch of people off the street and gave them an MRI.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any symptoms.
Yeah.
You'll probably find, you know, some bulging.
Right.
And some people just, they don't have symptoms. And you can, the thing too, is like, for instance, you guys, when I had my, and I say you guys to everyone who's listening, my cervical fusion up there where your spinal cord is solid. That's where it's like, you can't live with that.
Right.
There's things you could do depending on how severe it is. If you like really don't want to, and maybe don't need to have it surgically fixed. I didn't have that option at all. So.
Well, you also, I mean, like for the listeners, if you looked at Brooke's, X-ray, her disc was slipped and it was pushed or the swelling. I can't remember what it was,
but it was
pushing into her spinal cord to where it looked like it was pinched off.
Mm-hmm.
My bulging disc was just a disc that was bulged. It wasn't like pushing.
No, you know, yeah.
Like your spinal cord went from the regular thickness to like half that and then back out. Mm-hmm. Like it looked like it was going to be severed. It was scary looking. That was not what mine looked like. And mine just like kind of healed itself over time.
Yeah. And it can. My mom has dealt with it too.
Yeah.
You know, you can do like different like traction or whatever. And sometimes it's just, you can do some, like so many rounds of going into your physio or whatever and doing traction. And then obviously doing things like make sure you're getting sleep. Cause that's where your discs actually can hydrate, and then make sure you're drinking a lot of water. So there are things that you can do if you're dealing with that. And especially if it's giving you symptoms that can control it and keep it from getting worse or whatever.
Yeah.
But
sometimes it's just that they just don't have an answer for it. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So, you know, Steven at our gym, mm-hmm. our friend Steven, he has back issues. And like, he heard it in a competition one time, but like the other day he goes, Gina, what is going on? He's like, I sneezed. He sneezed and threw his back out.
Yeah.
I was like, and he's not that old. I think he's like maybe 40. No, he's 42 or something. But yeah, it's like he sneezed and threw his back out. I was like, no, I get it, man. It's just, you just never know. And then it will. It's like, sometimes you don't even need to go to the physio. I'm not saying that, you know, if you're going, it's garbage. No,
but sometimes, you know,
but it'll, like, it'll just
fix itself.
Fixes itself. Yeah, it's weird. Mm-hmm. Body's a weird, bizarre thing.
The body is a weird, bizarre
thing. Body's a weird, bizarre thing. Somebody contact us. I was just going to say this real quick before we're probably going to quit pretty soon. Although I did have one, Devin, there's a gal that wrote in that wants to know more about you, but we'll wait until the next time to do that when you're feeling like you're in a better mood.
Oh, geez.
And we have more time because I don't want you to have to rush. But yeah, I had, she's always been a really great, supporter of the podcast. Her name's Tess, and she always direct messages me. God, I'm terrible. Anyway, she's awesome, and she's always keeping up with the podcast and always, you know, messages us or whatever. And so she had heard the gut podcast.
I have a funny thing to tell you after that too.
Okay, good. This is what she says. Watching the Gut podcast, I eat kombucha, collagen pro, and prebiotic, et cetera. My girlfriend, who eats not very healthy, is currently doing a parasite cleanse. She's on day 18 of 30. This is what she is using. And she sent me a link. She goes, I think I want to try it. However, my friend said the parasites, small white worms, there's pictures on this website. They come out in your poop, pee, yeah. and nose. I'm so freaked out by this, but I feel like I should do the cleanse. Are you guys doing the cleanse with Devin? If you guys do it, I will, LOL. And this is all I wrote back to her. I am always skeptical, so I probably won't, but I 100% support you. But when she said that, I was like, you know what it reminded me of? And I'm not saying that it hasn't happened for people.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if every single person who does this cleanse is looking for these worms. Like, remember when I did that stupid thing and I had to look for the old rope?
The old rope. Now you have to just tell them briefly about the old rope.
Yeah. I talked about this very early on in the podcast. So if you're newer to this, you probably haven't heard this story. So I've decided, somebody was telling me how like you have this like poop that's like living in your colon forever. Right.
Yeah, never comes out. It just like
it never comes
caked
out
in there.
Yeah. It just gets caked in there. It's like, and they have pictures of it and they call it the old rope. And it looks like as if somebody had like cut somebody's braid off.
And or like when you clean your bathroom sink and they pull all the crap out.
Yeah. Like pull like the hair clog out, but it's like, they're always long and they're just caked with shit. And so somebody showed me this and I was like, oh man, I don't want that in me. You know, like I'm definitely going to do this thing. So I did it. I did it exactly how it said you were supposed to do it. I took it. I probably did it more than the days that I was supposed to do it.
A cleanse, right? It was a cleanse.
It's like a cleanse. Yeah. And I freaking kept looking for this old rope. Like I just expected like almost like a tail to like be hanging out of me and just, you know, like having to pull it out. Never got the old rope. It was the most disappointing. I shouldn't say the most. Wow. Like, Gina, your life's rough.
It was the most disappointing.
Wow. Privilege problems. Oh, you never got that old rope, huh? You never,
you're really
never
disappointed, aren't you? Ruined your day, huh?
ruined my whole life.
I've been pooping and I've been searching and it just never came. But Gina, you shouldn't give people false promises.
Seriously, I was looking for that old rope. I was so excited. And I was like, wait, what the hell? Like, do I not have an old rope? Well, yeah, because like if you think you're like running around with this, I mean, like they would show pictures of it. You guys, if you want to see something disgusting, look up the old rope.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's a cleansing rope. Ugh. It's like, I mean, they're like over 12 inches yeah. long sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. These
things that come
out. Did you Google it?
No, but I remember her talking about it before or hearing it on the podcast before, but I never looked it up and I did not realize. I was thinking it was the old short robe.
No, like people get like these and that just makes me wonder like, is that true? Or these fucking weirdos like really like getting clogs of hair and just rolling it in the dirt and going, look what came out of me. You two probably have one of these in your body. You gotta get it out.
Buy my supplement.
Yeah, I just happen to own this product. But you two will only get this out of you if you take this. Yeah. So I'm the skeptic. So I was like, I mean, I think that would freak me out to like do this cleanse and I would just be looking for worms. But it's almost like, you know, like when somebody has lice and you start itching or.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it would be like that. Like it would just give me like put me into some kind of like psychosis where I just thought there were worms coming out of me.
Oh, God. Don't even say that word again.
And this is probably like some people that are in like, you know, like a facility. There's worms coming out of me.
Oh,
yeah. So anyway,
just learning what pinworms are.
Oh God. You know, what's weird.
How you can check for it. You can take a piece of tape and tape stick and it stick to your butthole.
And then they used to do that. They used to do that.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Could you imagine like you pull it off and the worms are like, help me.
They're just like stuck.
It's disgusting. Like I remember when I was growing up.
Like a fly on the windshield.
Yeah. Like a fly fly tape.
When I was little, we were at my grandma's house. The neighbors had a sandbox. I was never allowed to play in the sandbox. As an adult, I understand why. When I was little, though, it was like, I don't understand. My mom would be like, you're going to get worms. You can't go play in the sandbox.
Yeah, because cats shit in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this was the text I received from my my life insurance agent.
Oh, okay.
He goes, well, he's a friend. He says, I told you I would listen to your podcast. I listened to your most recent one about gut health. Congrats on the healthy poop.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
So funny.
Wait, is it life insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Congrats on the healthy poop.
Yeah. You got the stamp of approval for coverage.
Yeah.
And for life insurance. Funny.
All right. Well, we should probably wrap this up today, guys. I'm having the in-laws over tonight. Ooh. I'm having my two sons, the one's wife and one's fiance, their parents over for dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little stressed out. I'm making au gratin potatoes.
Mm.
And I'm making a big old salad, which I got to tell you guys, those little beet chip things. They're not chips. They're the strips.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, they're good. So good on salads.
Yep. They are really good.
You guys can find them. They're not the actual chips. I guess you could probably get beet chips and just like crunch them over there, but they have them to like where they're like they look little tiny strips and they're beet strips. They're so delicious. So yeah, I'm going to do a salad and do, some steak, some chicken. Gonna make one of the kids grill. So yeah, should be fun.
Nice.
I'm excited about it, but I'm also nervous. I don't know why I'm nervous.
You know, well, because you're like, all right, your parents are here, and now I got to show you that I'm a good parent too.
I know.
I can entertain.
I can do it. No, well, it's funny because I texted both the girls, and I was like, "What do your parents drink?" And they go, "Oh," both of them text back. They're like, "Oh, my mom doesn't really drink." And I'm
like, oh,
great. I'm like, neither one of them really drink. I was like, oh, cool. So I'm the only alcoholic mother. Cool. Sweet. See where I'm at.
Like, okay. At least I know I got to drink some before you get here.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll sneak drink. I'll just be hammered by the time they get
I'll
here.
I'll sneak drink.
Yeah. I'll sneak drink.
Just get you like a Diet Coke or something and like pour it out and then.
No, I'm on my New Year, New Me. So
ooh, new year.
I've only been drinking, you know, a couple days a week and like a couple drinks, if that. So I should be okay.
You'll be just fine. You'll be fine.
Drink
Thanks,
after.
Baby.
Drink, yeah, no. Drink after.
No, but it's crazy because it really is alcohol that makes me fat. It really is at this point.
It is.
It didn't used to be. Mm-mm. It really didn't used to be. I mean, I've fought it for too long. I did this last year where I really limited my drinking. And it went really well until I started having so many like vacations and all that kind of stuff.
Stuff in a row.
But man, I mean, already just limiting my drinking, I've lost like 4 pounds.
Damn.
It's crazy. I can't, yeah, you know.
It really does.
Yeah,
it
I can't
really
just starve myself and drink anymore. It's really annoying.
For the first time ever, I had a bad breakup and I lost weight.
You had a what?
Bad breakup helped me lose weight.
Oh, I love it.
Never really happened before. It was the first time. It was new.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
I love that for you.
I love that for you. I think that's a huge positive.
I was at the gym today and a friend of mine who works there. He trains a bunch of people. I was leaving and he goes, you look really lean. He goes, are you getting ready for anything? And I go, oh, no, I had a really rough breakup and I lost a bunch of weight. So I'm actually, I look like I'm fit, but I'm actually not. So I'm
just actually depressed.
That's why I'm in here.
This has depressed me. This is what depressed me looks like. Looks great, right?
Yeah. This is what depressed at 33 looks like, I guess.
Shit.
Anyways, you know, no, guys, I'm not depressed. Right. I just had a rough, I had a rough month, but it's okay.
You're on the up and up.
We all have rough times. Dev has, rough time, and it's an ebb and flow of rough and good.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Rough and good. Rough and good.
Rough and good. Rough and good.
Another t-shirt.
Another t-shirt.
I picture t-shirts. I picture these with like the shirt with like the pocket on the front where it just says rough and good on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like something else.
That does.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely sounds like funny.
Yeah, leave it up to your imagination. All right, guys.
Choose your adventure.
Yes. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating.
5-star warning.
There we go.
And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.